Tranquility Base here. John went to Tidbinbilla when HSK was closed. It was now deep space spacecraft that kept him on his toes. Space probes to many planets. He was there and helped them through. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn and beyond, just to name a few. Then came the massive shuttle when man returned to space, back to those early manned space flights, and he kept up the pace. He kept us all so well informed with his mailing list and news. For anything to do with space, it was the first place to choose. He continued with this mailing list until the day he left, but even with his absence, we still received his best. Apollo 11 turning 40 was getting all so near, and once again John took control, again with little fear. The emails then came flooding in through his great dedication to make the world a better place for Apollo 11's celebration. Page after page of info, was it written day and night, then compiled upon his website for us to attend this magic sight. A team of guys behind the scene, who are they, you may ask? I really have to mention some who helped John with this task. They trusted Jeff as treasurer. He was perfect for this job. His experience in cash, not tax. I know us, he'll not rob. Tony's task, designer Plark, great words up on the hill. The only fear I think he had was, who will pay the bill? I saw a guy named Phil selling clothing on the web. He should have been a model, I think it can be said. They needed help to label wine, someone who did not drink. They gave that task to Michael. A good choice, don't you think? Colin was all so tireless, sorting lots of information, as John's website remained in check for the approaching celebration. Glenn, out at Tidbinbilla, had arranged a lunch for all, and to recognise that great big dish that will be closed by end of fall. A capsule that's been buried with lots of our great treasure will stay upon our memory and remain, let's say, forever. This day would not have happened without all the astronauts. A special thanks we give them all, who helped give us our thoughts. Many thanks to CSIRO and NASA, that's for sure, and apologies to those I've missed. I can't write 10 pages more.